We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
So we went and we got the only real voice of reason in Cleveland from the Browns' flagship station, Anthony Lima, who bravely was blaming Nick Chubb and rightfully blaming Nick Chubb for the Browns' disastrous loss to the Jets. I heard that. I loved it. And so now he's on the air with us.
Well, let's put it in the right perspective here, Pony. Let's put it in the right perspective. I apologize. My 5 week.
I thought that was Ken Carmen in the background.
That was him after the game. There's no doubt. I feel bad. My baby Isabella, she's never seen a good starting quarterback performance out of a Pittsburgh Steeler quarterback.
She hasn't seen one from a Browns quarterback either. Boom, tie game.
Hold on.
Jacoby was 22.
Lima.
27.
Lima. Hold on.
Yeah, how about one of those throws that wasn't completed to his team at the end of the game?
Your beautiful, lovely daughter is 5 weeks old, and you are already so devoid of shame, you're using her as a prop to get off jokes? What are you doing here?
It would be great. I'll tell you, I told my wife that it would be a great TikTok influencer bit to give the hottest takes ever, but have my baby in my hands. Who could come after me? Nobody.
Have you seen Browns fans and Steelers fans? They'd come after you whether you were holding triplets.
They threw a bottle at your owner on Sunday.
Yeah, what do we think about that? Has that ever happened to the great Rooney family? I wondered if we'd have to put our own owner in the Pope-mobile on the sidelines because he loved watching the victory in the opener over Baker Mayfield in Carolina. He was down there on the sidelines, fist pumping, and he was down there doing something very different after he got pelted by a season ticket holder, a big-time corporate lawyer, by the way.
Oh, really?
Is that person banned for life?
Yeah, they're banned for life, right?
A managing partner at his firm, and he's been scrubbed from the website.
Holy crap. Well, that's why we have you on as the Cleveland Browns voice of reason, Anthony Lima with us. Anthony, do you think the Browns are able to shake off that game from Sunday? I think they'll go into this game still in a fog and a malaise because they can't believe what happened to them on Sunday, and they're not yet over it. Do you agree?
Well, it's as dangerous a game as it gets. You know, some people would opt to say, hey, short turnaround, you don't have time to think about all those missteps and the colossal breakdown at the end of that game. The problem is they had colossal breakdowns against Baker Mayfield in the second half against Carolina in a game that they were dominating. So when you add up all of that, you add up the fact they had a players-only defensive meeting. You had Myles Garrett going after the fans for booing in week two. You had the owner get hit by a plastic bottle. When you throw all of that in together, I mean, now the pressure, which I thought was going to be on the Steelers, given the fan base and the sentiment going on in your town, I don't know. Now it seems to me that the pressure is on the Browns' back because of how many of these wins they need to stack right now to have a shot to make the playoffs and to have the season in play for when Deshaun Watson is able to come off the bench and be quarterback.
What, if any, mental scars do the Browns bear from that loss in Cleveland last year where the Steelers actually bottled up that big, bad running game?
Well, I'll be honest. I have changed my pick on this game solely because T.J. Watt is not playing. If T.J. Watt was playing in this game, I think that's where the ghosts of what happened at the end of last season really would be permeating around this game. I mean, that was in Pittsburgh, obviously, but what T.J. Watt did to the Browns last year was unbelievable.
I'm talking about what the Steelers did to him in Cleveland, where they shut down Nick Chubb and just owned him.
10 points, Lima.
Yeah, just crushed that running game to dust.
10 points, Lima Bean.
So it is interesting because Browns fans are not expecting a running game to get derailed ever because now their coach is committed to it, and he had refused to commit to it last year with Baker Mayfield. People still don't understand that. I think they might have made the playoffs had they have stayed with the running game. It was ridiculous that Nick Chubb only carried it 16 times a game a season ago when guys like Christian McCaffrey went healthy, Derrick Henry get 26 touches a game. But in the first 2 weeks, it has been all Browns running game that has made life easy for Jacoby Brissett. So I'm curious about that matchup day. Do you guys think, do Pittsburgh fans have confidence that they're going to be able to neutralize that Browns running game?
A little bit, but ponies, not as much as they should.
Ponies wearing a mullet wig, so that tells you all you need to know.
Not as much as they would have if not for the last 6 minutes and 33 seconds against the Patriots where they shoved it down the Steelers' run defense's throat. Speaking of your defense, Anthony Lima, why is it so bad? Myles Garrett wants to be player of the year. Myles Garrett, one-man wrecking crew. And yet, defensive players only meeting, giving up wide-open touchdowns to Jets receivers late in that game, 75-yard bomb to Robbie Anderson in week one. What the hell is going on with the defense? Oh, top five total defense. Mm-hmm. Big bad Joe
expected,
Woods.
Yeah.
What's going on?
They expected to be one of the best defenses in the NFL, and that's not just the Homer fans. It's not just, you know, the players either. Everybody involved in that defensive unit, considering the assets that they have either spent in the draft or what they have done over the last how many years, they extended Denzel Ward, the Ohio kid, the Cleveland kid, the Buckeye. They extended him. So they were obviously thinking that he was going to be one of the lockdown corners, and he has been in the past. But these breakdowns where there's a lot of finger-pointing are unbelievable. But I'll tell you what, if I have to go on the radio tomorrow – and your rookie wide receiver who's been ignored in your offense all of a sudden has a massive game against that secondary and there's more breakdowns, I think the average Browns fan will think the season is over. So you have a chance to do that. Pittsburgh should know this. You have a chance to effectively, in some Browns fans' minds, end their season by week three, before the weekend of week three.
Is that the pass rush with Garrett with his boo-boo on his neck and no Jadeveon Clowney, Lima?
Yeah, no Clowney is huge. He has been really good, really good. Like, it's Clowney from every highlight reel you saw against the Michigan Wolverines in a bowl game.
Really?
He's been that good. So for him to miss this game is not good because the rest of the defensive line has not been as stout as they were hoping for. Now, Myles Garrett has been a one-man wrecking crew. The thing about Miles is if you make a mistake, if you throw out rookie left tackles, if you have any kind of a breakdown, he will 100% sack the quarterback. However, they do show Miles from time to time gassed on the sidelines. That has been a factor. He only played 80% of the snaps in that game against the Jets. Maybe they felt they had the game in hand, but he was on the sidelines for some of those huge plays, and he was not getting to the quarterback in the second half. So, look, when Miles is freshly motivated and he's active and healthy, I mean, he is going to get to the QB a few times and he has a chance to literally just take the ball from quarterbacks. That's going to be another factor tonight. Browns are going to need that.
How uneasy is that crowd going to be? Oh. What's going to happen with that crowd if the Steelers – now, granted, what I'm describing here is like the sun doesn't rise tomorrow, but if the Steelers go down and score a touchdown on their first drive – actually, it might be better if they're on defense for their first drive. Better chance of a touchdown.
And they score a defensive touchdown. They pick up Brissett and take it to the house.
Right, better chance that happens in their offense. But if the Browns trail early, what happens to that crowd, Lima?
Yeah, I thought about that. You know, we've seen Joe Hayden victimize the Browns. He's going to be there tonight. Retired with Donovan.
He better not be doing any shady business where he's, like, leading the Browns chant or dressed up like that stupid elf.
I heard a rumor he's leading them out of the tunnel. Is that true?
He is a Cavs season ticket holder. He's going to be with Donovan Mitchell. I know you guys don't care about that.
Spider Mitchell.
But he is going to be there, and he is all about the Browns. I know, Pony, you said earlier in the week on our show that he scoffed at one of the lowball offers from your organization.
Yes, he did.
So he might provide the pregame speech. He might add the motivation. But like you said, if Pittsburgh gets up in this game early, yes, the Browns fans will default to doom and gloom immediately. I mean, Boo Birds came out with reckless abandon at the end of that game against the Jets. And we, I think, have at times led the NFL in how early in a season, despite optimism, that they have booed their team. They will be out in full force with boos if Pittsburgh gets up on top.
Let's go. Anthony Lima, the lone voice of reason on the Cleveland Browns in Cleveland. Thank you, Lima.
Bye, Lima.
Been a pleasure.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.